From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, July 11th. Weather-wise today, it's going to be a typical summer weather pattern. Sunny, hot, humid. We'll see a high near 92. We could see heat index readings as high as 105 degrees, especially for the southern counties in the listening area today. So be careful if you're going to be out and about. We'll see winds out of the north-northeast at 5 to 8 miles an hour. The SIU Carbondale Faculty Senate says the system needs new leadership. The group yesterday issued a no-confidence vote in SIU President Randy Dunn. Faculty Senate President Jonathan Bean says the organization wanted to make a strong statement to the community and to the Board of Trustees.
Part of the resolution asks, you know, we urge the Board of Trustees to meet as soon as possible to remove Randy Dunn, which is the second resolution statement. So we realize that the Board of Trustees is divided. Nevertheless, the faculty at SIU Carbondale felt that now is the time to make their concerns felt.
Bean says the Faculty Senate believed it had to take action following the recent release of nearly 2,000 pages of documents. They show that President Dunn and administrators at the Edwardsville campus were talking about a funding reallocation plan months before it became public this spring. The Board of Trustees were split 4-4 on a call to suspend Dunn when they met last month. Their next regularly scheduled meeting is in September. As President Trump's nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court is making his rounds meeting with Congress, a former law clerk for Justice Anthony Kennedy and SIU law professor says the president's nominee is similar to his predecessor. WSIU's Amelia Blakely has more.
Edward Dawson, an SIU law professor and the former law clerk for Justice Kennedy, says if President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, is approved, Kennedy's legacy on the court will not be threatened.
If Judge Kavanaugh is confirmed, it would be two of Kennedy's former law clerks sitting on the court to replace him.
Justice Gorsuch was the first judge to be approved to the Supreme Court who worked under Kennedy. Dawson says Kavanaugh and Kennedy are fairly similar, but Kavanaugh does lean more conservative and is a textualist. Unlike Kennedy, if approved, Kavanaugh will not become the court's swing voter. Instead, Dawson says if Kavanaugh is approved, there will be a conservative majority on the court.
My guess, and it's just a guess, would be is that you're not going to have a swing voter as much anymore. You're just going to have particular issues where a certain justice might go the other way.
The next step for Kavanaugh's nomination to be approved is for Kavanaugh to go to the Senate's Judiciary Committee hearings, and then the nomination will go to the Senate for a vote. This is WSIU's Amelia Blakely.
Well, Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin came out strongly against President Trump's latest pick for the U.S. Supreme Court, calling him a far-right jurist. It's not the first time appellate judge Brett Kavanaugh has come under attack by Illinois' senior Democratic senator. Dick Durbin was equally unsparing back in 2004 when Kavanaugh was first nominated to be a lower court justice.
Wouldn't you understand that an attorney coming before the D.C. Circuit Court looking at your resume has to assume where you're going to end up? There are so few exceptions, if any, in your legal career that point to objectivity.
Meanwhile, Southern Illinois' two Republican congressmen back President Trump's new Supreme Court nominee. In written statements, Murfreesboro's Mike Boss says Judge Kavanaugh is highly qualified and will interpret the U.S. Constitution in the spirit of the founders. Collinsville's John Shimkus says Kavanaugh is exactly the kind of judge needed on the Supreme Court because he bases decisions on the Constitution and the rule of law. Kavanaugh currently serves as an appeals court judge for the District of Columbia Court. Well, the two remaining inmates who escaped last month from the White County Jail are back in custody. Illinois State Police say they arrested 24-year-old Zachary Schock of McLeansboro late Friday night in Gallatin County. Troopers say a tip from a local resident led them to track down Schock walking in the middle of Forest Road south of Equality. He was armed with a loaded handgun at the time of his arrest. The following evening, the Hardin County Sheriff's Department and the Cave-In Rock Police Department took 61-year-old Johnny Tipton into custody. The third inmate, 28-year-old Justin Bray, was caught the day of the escape back on June 16th. Well, the American Red Cross says there is an urgent need for people to donate blood following the long 4th of July holiday week. The Red Cross says it's facing an emergency blood shortage because donations lag during the holiday week. The organization is seeking donors of all types, especially type O, which is most in demand and one that's often depleted from hospital supplies in a shortage. Dozens of blood drives are scheduled across Illinois and southern Illinois this week. Weather-wise today, plenty of sunscreen, plenty of water if you're going to be out and about. Sunny, hot, humid, high of 92. Heat index today could reach as high as 105. Winds will be calm and out of the north-northeast at 5 to 8 miles an hour. Look for mostly clear conditions. Tonight, a little bit of relief. We'll see an overnight low around 70. Then tomorrow, more sunshine, high around 91. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.